Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, we are always talking about building and nurturing relationships. We talk about it in our pro tips. We do everything in our power to make those things happen in the studio, in our virtual interviews, and in our interaction with our Business Radio X family. But let's talk a little bit about not just a focus and appreciation and affinity for and a commitment toward building and nurturing relationships. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of integrating some real degree of consistency in that effort.
Yeah, relationships are the lifeblood of our business. Our business is a relationship business. It might look like a radio business. It might look like a podcasting business. It might look like a broadcasting business. But what we do is help our clients nurture and build relationships with the people most important to them. So everything that we do is in and around relationships. So we have to be good at it. We have to be getting better at it. And we have to be helping our clients and prospects kind of get in that same mindset as well. So I think it's important to consistently be connecting with enough of the right people. Every day, that's a lever you have to be pulling every single day. Am I connecting with enough of the right people? That should be prospective clients. It should be connecting people with existing clients. You should be connecting with the right people every single day. And another thing you should be checking yourself with are you communicating with clarity so that people understand what you're doing and why you're doing it? I think a lot of people, when they have not good enough communication skills and they're not communicating with clarity, they're really sabotaging these relationships. Because on one hand, you might think that you are connecting with people and you're serving the people, but if they're not really appreciating and understanding that, you have to really wonder, are you really doing the connecting that you think you are? So really hold yourself to a high standard when it comes to communicating with clarity. And then another thing to think about is, are you being generous first in order to build the trust that's necessary to build these relationships? In our world, I feel that it's built in. Generosity is kind of built in because what we do is we invite people on shows without any strings attached in order to help them get the word out about the work they're doing. That's a generous act first. And if you're doing that regularly over time and inviting more and more people onto shows, then you are kind of working that part of the equation effectively. So if you spend more time connecting, being generous, and communicating with clarity, I think you're going to be able to nurture and build relationships more effectively over time.